Support for Small Wonders on Siouxland Public Media comes from the Daniels Osborne Law Firm in the Ho-Chunk Center in downtown Sioux City, serving needs of clients in real estate transactions, business formation and guidance, and personal estate planning. More information is available on Facebook or at danielsosborne.com.
The Jesse James Story. For the record, the Rock Island Express the boys hit that night was 8 cars long, 4 coaches, 2 sleepers, 2 baggage and express cars. It left Council Bluffs at 5 on a run to Chicago. Oddly enough, the last sleeper was full of Chinese students on their way to colleges out east. The date was July 21, 1873. The thing is, no one imagined that a bunch of galoots could stop a train, stop it in its tracks, then shoot up a storm, get on board, go from seat to seat demanding cash or whatever valuables they spotted. What happened that night, 65 miles west of Des Moines, 2 hours south and east of us, was the very first train robbery in American history. It happened just outside Adair, Iowa, at a spot you can visit yet today, a place where an immense railroad engine wheel is set in the earth in memory of a wild, nasty robbery that happened right there that night. The sun's going down at 8:30. But there's plenty enough time for an engineer with his wits about him to spot a line of track that's bent out of shape by someone or something. And when John Rafferty saw trouble coming, he threw that monster engine into reverse and stopped that iron horse fast as he could, thereby playing into the dastardly hands of the James boys. Just one word explains a scrapbook full of Wild West 19th century behavior. It's only 4 letters long. Bright and shiny object that stole a nation's senses every time anyone saw a fingernail's worth in the bottom of a pan. That word is gold. Frank and Jesse James got the word that the Rock Island was carrying lots of gold from Colorado. Gold is what they were after. But it was coming later. Wrong time, wrong train, no gold. No matter. That train heist right down the road from here stunned locals, shocked an entire nation. Who would have believed that 6 large athletic men dressed in Ku Klux style could bring a monster railroad to a stop, rob the passengers blind, and kill good and decent men? But it happened. Engineer Rafferty was killed that night, thrown out of the train when the engine ran into a bank and flipped. There was no gold, but when the James gang tallied the loot, they'd still grabbed a couple thousand in change, not bad for 15 minutes of banditry. And they'd made history, put the James Gang, all uppercase, across the nation's newspapers, and eventually colorful covers of a dozen dime novels. Stopping that Rock Island Express put the James boys on a fast track to mythic glory. Robin Hood and a prairie band of merry men. But there's more to the story. Jesse James was still learning to shave when Bloody Bill Anderson's gang of Confederate guerrillas committed unspeakable atrocities in western Missouri. And the boy, Jesse, was one of them. He was in it when Bloody Bill's gang slaughtered Union soldiers and sliced them up like so much meat. Little Jesse James was a bushwhacker. He carried out horrendous atrocities in a place where the Civil War created conflicts that cast neighbor against neighbor. Jesse James was sired in conflict, reared by war. He was raised bloody. He'd learned to rob trains long before he even had the idea. When he should have been in Sunday school, he was scalping the enemy. For years, the famous Jesse James got more ink than almost anyone, but people rarely knew the whole story. Jesse James had other people's blood in his heart and soul long before he was old enough to vote. Once Robert E. Lee handed his sword to General Grant at Appomattox, the war finally ended, but not the violence. Some seeped out even here, just outside of Adair, Iowa, in July of 1883, 18 years later. A gang of thugs learned their craft during the war, stung the eastbound Rock Island Express, the very first train heist in the USA. It was a new crime that begat a brand new American myth by an aging, practiced criminal.
Sometimes I don't know where this dirty road is taking me. Sometimes I don't even know the reason why. But I guess I keep a gambling, lots of booze and lots of rambling. Well, it's easier than just a waiting around to die. All one time, friends, I had a ma, even had a pa. Well, he beat her with a belt once, 'cause she cried. She told him to take care of me, headed down to Tennessee. Well, it's easier than just a waiting around to die. Came age and I found a girl in a Tuscaloosa bar. Oh, she cleaned me out and hit it on the sly. Well, I tried to kill the pain, I bought some wine.